Welcome to Sunday morning worship from Zanesville Neighborhood Church. All are welcome to join Zanesville Neighborhood Church at our new location, the Trinity Presbyterian Campus on Military Road in Zanesville. Join us for worship every Sunday at 10 as we seek to love God, love neighbors, and make disciples together.
Well, this season, as we've just sung, as I've talked about already this morning, this is all about Jesus. This is all about Jesus. It always needs to be all about Jesus. But as we read his word, read the story of his life, his passion, his death, his resurrection, as we talk about it on Sunday mornings, as we celebrate, we just want all of our love, all of our attention, all of our direction, the direction of our life to go towards Jesus. And I want to share a message today. It's entitled, Simply Come to Me. And this is from the Gospel of Matthew. And if we put up the next slide, I just want to share, just start where I did last week. There are four books in the Bible that share the story of Jesus' life, biographies of Jesus. They are traditionally called Gospels. They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Underlined here is Matthew. That's the one that I'm inviting us to be reading along in the Gospel of Matthew as we go between now and Easter. This is the one that I'm preaching messages from right now. They're all biographies of Jesus, stories of his life, passion, death, resurrection. Right now, our focus is on Matthew. And as we talk in Matthew, we're talking about just trying to sit at the feet of Jesus, study him, take in, soak in all that he is. And we said throughout this series that he fulfilled these roles and purposes perfectly and ultimately, that Jesus came and he stepped into the role and the function of a prophet. He had a priestly role. He stepped into the role and the function of a sage or a wisdom teacher, which we'll talk about today, and a king. And it's not just that he fulfilled them all perfectly, or it's not just that he was kind of the goat, the greatest of all time in each of these roles. He is the ultimate of each of these, as we'll talk about today. He is the ultimate. He is over and above. He is high and above and authoritative in the way that he stepped into these roles as he walked this earth. So let's look at a scripture then today in which Jesus makes a really stunning, revolutionary, but just such an appealing invitation as well. And this is from the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 11. If you have a Bible, you want to follow in your own Bible, we're just going to look at this one passage today. And we're going to focus particularly on verses 28 through 30. I did include the five verses or so prior to that, just for some context, because I do think this all hangs together. But I'm going to focus a lot on verses 28, 29, and 30. Let me just read it to begin. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, again, looking down at this last part, what we have here is really an invitation. It's an invitation that is perhaps well known. It's actually an invitation that appears only in Matthew's gospel. So what I try to do often, and I'm doing this year, as we look at Jesus in the gospel of Matthew, I'm trying to lift out some things, some accounts that only Matthew gives us of things that Jesus did or said. So this appears only in Matthew. And it's an invitation that is beloved. It's an invitation that is beloved. Why? Because it sounds like comfort. It sounds like peace. It sounds like rest. Those are words that come out of this invitation of Jesus, that those who are weary and burdened can come to him and get some relief, that those who are seeking rest can find in him someone who is gentle and humble in heart, and then also find rest then for their own souls in coming to him. Whether this is the first time that we are hearing this invitation or the thousandth time that we're hearing this invitation, Jesus' invitation here to come to him and find relief for the weary and burdened and rest for our souls, there's something in so many of us that perks up at that and stands up and says, I'll sign up for that. This is someone that it sounds like I'd like to follow. If you're talking about taking burdens off of me, if you're talking about rest and that you are gentle and humble, I'll follow someone like that. Well, the other thing that I want to talk about, and we're going to talk about that this morning, but one of the other things that's going on here is Jesus, when he issues this invitation, he is speaking like a rabbi, like a wisdom teacher. We saw on the previous slide that Jesus came and really stepped into that role. Let me talk just a little bit about that. When we think of wisdom, we might think in the Old Testament of a book like the book of Proverbs. Again, the teen class, you guys are studying that right now. So I mentioned the book of Proverbs, and I mentioned the author of most of the book of Proverbs. You guys know who that is? Who wrote most of those? Thank you, Tim. You're right. Solomon, King Solomon wrote most of those. And if you study the book of Proverbs, read in Proverbs a little bit, that's wisdom literature. Solomon and others passing on wisdom. And there's things in the book of Proverbs that say, you know, get wisdom at any cost. Take on wisdom. Though it costs you all you have, get wisdom. One place in the book of Proverbs in chapter 9, wisdom, it says, wisdom has built her house and invites people to come in and get understanding and walk in the way of wisdom, of the way of insight. And so in the Old Testament, we have, for instance, the book of Proverbs, where there is this call, this invitation to get wisdom. Well, closer to Jesus' own time, there were rabbis who invited people. Hey, come study with me. And as we do, we will put on together the yoke of wisdom. In other words, we will try to sit under wisdom and learn wisdom and get as much of that as we can. And then there were other rabbis who said, you know, well, come and learn with me and we will together take up the yoke of Torah, that is the law. That is, we will try to learn all there is about the Old Testament law and how to walk in that way. Well, now, here comes Jesus, and he does something that is a change. It's revolutionary. Here, Jesus is saying, now, would you come and take my yoke upon you and learn from me? For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So he's not saying, take the yoke of the law on you and come be my disciple. He's not saying, take the yoke of wisdom on you. But he's saying, take my yoke. Jesus here as God in the flesh is actually the very source and origin of wisdom. He is high and above and over it all. So rather than saying, come and study and become a master in the law or a master in wisdom literature or wisdom thought, go right to the source. Come to me. And this is not just him saying, because I am the greatest of all time when it comes to sages or wisdom teachers or prophets. He's saying, I am before all, I am above all, I am the very source. Hence, just come to me and take my yoke upon you. Now, a little about yoke. The yoke here, we think of a yoke, we think of animals, right? Perhaps a team of animals that are yoked together, for farming purposes. In the ancient world, there were also a kind of a one-man yoke that a person would put on to wear across the shoulders to help him carry or drag a heavy load if he was on foot, make it more manageable. When the word yoke is used here or in other kind of rabbinic settings, is probably thinking of the human one-person yoke. So, but whatever the case is, it's not a literal yoke. It's a yoke of teaching. It's a yoke of taking on a certain tradition and trying to walk in that. Now Jesus comes and says, "Take me upon you. Take my yoke," and he describes it as an easy one. That this is one in which the burden is light. Perhaps he's making a bit of a contrast here between some of the religious leaders of his day. Last week we talked about the Pharisees, and they had tons, not only were trying to study the law and follow it to a T, but were adding all kinds of regulations and traditions to it and things that people had to know and do and practice, and you can see how it could become very heavy. So perhaps Jesus has them in mind, religious leaders of his time, when he says, my yoke is easy. Jesus said up here at the top, you know, Father, you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. That to follow me is to come to come to Jesus with a childlike faith, to not have to feel like we have to be wise and learned and know all of these things or do all of these things. Hence, the yoke that one would take on in following Jesus is of a different sort, of a different nature, of a different character. It is one, again, that can provide rest. How so? Well, to answer that, let's look a little bit back. If we go to one more scripture, and this is an Old Testament one from Jeremiah. If you could put up the next scripture, Weston, Jeremiah 6. This is something that Jesus' words in Matthew are reminiscent of this from Jeremiah. This is what the Lord says, "Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls, but you said, 'We will not walk in it.'" If you were to read the Old Testament, you will find many, many places where the idea is that one's greatest rest, one's greatest solace, one's greatest peace comes through a relationship with God himself and walking in his way. Psalm 62 is another great one. Now, if we can put the Matthew text back up, listen to Jesus again. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." It's reminiscent of so much we read in the Old Testament, but it's Jesus saying, come not to a set of laws, not to an interpretation of the law, not to a set of wise principles, but come to me personally. The origin, the source, the highest. Now, this call, as easy and as restful as Jesus describes it, it is a call to discipleship. It is a call to following him. It is still taking on his way. It's easy, it's light, but it does not mean that it's just somehow being a fan of Jesus or acknowledging him in certain moments or invoking his name on certain occasions. That's not what the picture is here. The picture is one of coming to him and following him. The easy thing about that is it does not involve knowing all this stuff and doing all this stuff first. It does not involve we have to come and study and learn and do all this and understand all this. We have to come to him with a childlike faith. And when we do, that's an easy approach. And when we do, we have the ability, the opportunity then to find rest in him. So if you're hearing this invitation, and again, I said a moment ago, we hear this, whether it's for the first time or the thousandth time. If you're hearing it for the first time, or you're hearing it and you've not come to Jesus, you've not accepted this invitation to come to him and follow him and know him, I invite you with these words of his to come to him today. Again, it does not take lots of doing, lots of studying. In fact, it doesn't take any of that. It takes the faith of a child to just come and love him. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to follow you. You are the way. You are rest for my soul. You are Son of God, Messiah, and Lord. I come to you. If you're hearing this today and you've never made that step, make it today. If you have made that step in your life, let's talk just for a moment before I close today. What does coming to him look like? I mean, again, we read this and it sounds so good, and it is so true. It's so true from the Old Testament. It's so true here. There is a relief that can come from following Jesus in this life and certainly in the next. There is rest that can come from following Jesus in this life and certainly in the next. What does following Jesus look like? What does coming to him look like? It's the things that in our church that we talk about frequently, ways to be with him, just to be with him. It's his word, which we're listening to right now, which you can open up and read in the Gospel of Matthew this week. And it's his word, not in a perfectionistic way, or not in a way that I have to get all of this down or else he won't accept me. That's not it. He wants us to know it and live by it, to be sure. But being in his word is spending time with him. That's coming to him. It's coming to him in prayer. It's talking to him daily. Being with him. Again, not having to have everything right or all the answers or all of our life in check. It's just coming to him. That's where the rest comes. It's gathering with other believers in large groups and small groups, one-on-one. That when we do that, Christ is present in a way that's mysterious but true. And that in and of itself, when you take time to be with others, is a way of coming to Christ as his disciples and staying with him. So those are ways that we continue just to come to him, that we can have burdens lifted, that we can step into that rest. But church, today, as we think about Jesus, as we love him, as we worship him for all that he is, you hear this invitation, you've never come to him today. You hear this invitation, you say, Lord, I want more rest. I want more of your presence. I want more burdens lifted. Draw near to him during this season. Amen. Will you join me in prayer? Lord Jesus, thank you for this invitation and for your promise of rest. Lord, as we try to wrap our heads around all that you are, help us to, most of all, take seriously your invitation to come to you. And to understand, first of all, that it's not something we should take lightly, not something that it's not an invitation to just fandom or just spouting your name on certain occasion, but no, it's an invitation to be your follower and to walk with you. Lord, if there are those here or those in our neighborhoods or those in our circles of three that do not know you, I pray that this season would be a season in which they come to know you.
All are welcome to join Zanesville Neighborhood Church at our new location, the Trinity Presbyterian Campus on Military Road in Zanesville. Join us for worship every Sunday at 10 as we seek to love God, love neighbors, and make disciples together.